And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 95.5 and 99.5 FM, and on the web on KQ&A.com. It is a pleasure to be with you, as always, guest hosting the program today. And Marnie asked me to guest host today because at 3:30 today she is attending the ribbon cutting for Gabriella's Ristorante, which is I'll give a nice plug to Jim Cabral here, 8930 East Valley Road. And Jim Cabral is also on the board of directors for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, so it's a extra special event. And if you're listening out there, just wanted to say hello to Marnie and the crew at the Prescott Valley Chamber office. So my name's Matt Zercher, and I am former board member for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, current ambassador for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. I serve on the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors, as well as the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority Board. I am the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Prescott Valley. In my spare time, I am also a husband and a father, but then on top of that, just kidding, on my spare time. But then on my day job, I do work for a company called Bolt Internet. We're the only locally owned and operated internet service provider in the Prescott area. And we are located at 600 East Greeley Street in Prescott, Arizona. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 928-717-2658 or visit us online at boltinternet.com. And then I also now work, I am proud to say, this is probably the inaugural announcement, I am now a licensed real estate agent in the state of Arizona, and I work for Coyman Realty. So Coyman Realty is located in Prescott Valley. And so if you have any questions, just give me a call at 928-308-1902. And that's pretty much about it for me. So let me tell you a little bit about our show today. So on our show, we have Jessica Bennett. She is the principal for Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. We also have Jerry Ferguson and Cody Tuning. They are with the Prescott Valley Police Department. And then on the Chamber Spotlight section of our show, we have Bill and Patty Schrock. They are the owners of Wolverine Home and Property Inspections. And we have Mike Moyer. He is the owner of Moyer's Heating and Cooling. So that's our show today. And so with that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
A Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Join in the fun Saturday, October 27th. The area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes for best overall, best group, and best theme costumes. Win up to $500 Castle Cash each hour during Cash Coffin Hot Seats from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And Curious George returns to the Dragonfly for a night of great music and fun. Don't miss a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You've heard a lot about Prop 127, but it's really a very simple equation. Prop 127 makes you pay more. Prop 127 imposes California-style mandates, quote, irrespective of cost to consumers. That means higher electric bills for everyone. The typical Arizona family will pay $1,000 more per year. Electric bills for small businesses could double. And seniors living on fixed incomes will be hit especially hard. California tried this, and today electric rates in California are increasing three times the national average. We don't want California taxes in Arizona or California's high cost of living. Why would we want California's skyrocketing electric bills? Visit VoteNoProp127.com and check the facts for yourself. Vote no on Prop 127. Paid for by Arizonans for Affordable Electricity. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, we're back on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. With me in the studio is Jessica Bennett, and she is the principal at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School in Prescott Valley. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
So, Jessica, tell us, a little bit about yourself, and then, just talking up Bradshaw Mountain Middle School.
Our family moved here 6 years ago, so we're in our sixth year. I have three kids, one who graduated from Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Go Bears. Sure.
Thank you. I say Marty would say that. And then I have one at the high school senior and one who is attending my school. And so this is our home. We love Prescott Valley and the community and just love being the principal at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. It is a great place to be, and I'm working in Humboldt Unified School District. Couldn't ask for a better place to work.
And so how long have you been with the school district?
This is our sixth year. Okay. All of the current time at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School was in Flagstaff before that.
All right. So how long have you been a teacher?
Oh, I'm looking at 20 years in the profession or more. So
it's like, how old you are? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's been a while. And I education is, it's a difficult profession, but it's a calling, and love working with some of the 8th grade students. They keep us laughing. Such a tricky developmental age, and so bless all of the parents out there who are raising 7th and teenagers right now. Hang in there. They all do mature and grow up.
Now, for someone I went to junior high instead of middle school.
Yes.
So is middle school 6th, 7th, and 8th now, or is it just 7th?
It really would depend on the district. Here in Humboldt, they are 7th and 8th. We do have Liberty that's K-8, but both the two middle schools are 7th, 8th. We are the smallest school in the district. I always, every time I'm here, I talk about how we're the Goldilocks school. We have just under 300 students, so we are the perfect size. We offer sufficient programs to really support kids, but we know your students. We know all of our kids. We're able to take excellent care of them because it is a small, cozy campus, and we have a beautiful outdoor campus. It was the first high school in the area, so we have a beautiful gym, a lot of field space, great views of the entire Dewey-Humboldt-Prescott Valley area.
And, as someone who's been at your school, especially in the auditorium and looked into the gym, I can vouch for everything you're saying. I mean, you have an amazing campus. In fact, even met with Dan Streeter, at the campus to go over things for a forum that we hosted earlier this year.
It's a nice place to be, and our hats off to our custodians who keep it safe, clean throughout the school year with limited resources.
I'm always amazed because I will tell you, every time I'm there, the floor is always polished.
Yes.
It amazes me.
Nope.
They
want to make sure, I mean, throughout the district, that all of our kids show up to comfortable, safe classrooms every single day.
And, absolutely clean, too. I mean, you have a very clean campus.
Thank you. It's fantastic. Another great things about our campus, really, I could not work with a more caring, dedicated group of professionals. All of my teachers and staff really understand that 12 to 14-year-old mindset mentality, and they are there for kids. And we just continually to grow and excel every single year.
So with, the enrollment around 300, how many staff members do you typically have to oversee our teachers on campus
Yeah, I have 16 teachers total between custodians, office staff, aides. We're right about 25. So it's small, and we just take care of kids. Show up every day, give our all, make sure that we see that their needs are met.
So in terms of, because Panthers are the mascot, correct?
No, we're Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. We're the Bruins.
Oh, Bruins, but it's on Panther Way, correct?
Nope, we're actually, so.
I'm trying to remember the
street. We are out in Dewey-Humboldt.
Oh, gosh.
So, yes.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my gosh.
No, but Glasford Hill is a beautiful campus,
so my apologies.
And ours is also
You're right.
clean
Bradshaw
and
Mountain
bright
Middle School
well.
Is in
you're
Dewey.
Right.
Gosh,
yes.
That's
so
my,
we're out
my apologies.
Dewey-Humboldt
yeah,
area.
So, yeah, you're right. That was the first high school campus.
And, yep. Glasford was the second.
Yeah.
So I am, and with our campus, I think, one, we're always following district initiatives. The exciting thing is the last 3 years we've substantially increased technology, which is fun. We're almost at a 1-to-1 ratio, and so we're integrating a lot of throughout the district, but on our campus, Google Classroom, so our students have access. We're really working on that personalized learning approach because we know students learn at different paces. So it's integrated slowly throughout the day different ways, but partnering on with quite a few different outside educational groups to provide exposure to our students from some larger learning opportunities on solving some of the problems of the world and reaching out to other, I think, schools, students, districts to see what their ideas would be as our students work with those students.
One of the things I want to just point out that I really admire about your school and what you guys did was last year during the Goodwin fire. Maybe some of you don't out there on radio land don't know this, but Bradshaw Mountain Middle School opened their doors for the, fire department and pretty much was the base of operations for the Goodwin fire. And they opened their arms that was where all the briefings were, people were fed and housed and so forth that were fighting that fire. So I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, I'm sure you probably have heard that before, but thank you. I mean, it really means a lot. And I know we have a great partnership between, of course, the fire department and the school district, but it's always just, every time I think about that, and of course, driving by when the fire was going on, all the compliments, I was hearing about how great not only the school district was, but especially your campus and how welcoming and hospitable everything was there. So thank you.
You're welcome. We definitely work to take care of our community together.
So what else is going on at the school? Anything that you want to share? Any news?
It's always really busy, but I do want to brag. We had the Prescott Valley hosted the Healing Fields and the September 11th Memorial, and so our students perform, but then they also entered the Healing Fields essay contest. And so Bradshaw Mountain Middle School students took first, second, and third place in this contest.
Nice.
Really credit that, where our students were able to go and spend part of a day, read the stories, visit, talk to some of the individuals who helped set that up and who had friends or relatives in the area. So once again, another just partnership on how the schools and the community work together to just really make those connections for our students and give them those opportunities. But go Bruins to have some phenomenal essays written where they can make that connection on something that happened before many of them were born or before they were all born, and have that experience and be able to feel the emotion and understand the impact.
That's great.
Other things that are happening, we just started girls basketball. Wrestling is in full force, and getting ready for boys basketball. We have just ordered the competition kit for our Vex Robotics, so our robotics club will start competing here in the next few months after school. Our civics class is making a lot of school improvements, working on different things on the campus and in the community they can improve on. Those are kind of the main extracurricular activities we have going on. And as always, just our teachers are working to dial in that instruction, get every student engaged, and provide opportunities to help them become 21st century citizens.
That's amazing. You know, with that program, do you guys do a lot of outside community outreach in terms of working in the community, or
with the our civics program?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So part of that program will be that throughout each semester they need to find opportunities to serve within the school, and then how do they reach out to serve different groups? Part of that is within Humboldt Unified in the community. There's a lot of businesses that adopted school,
yes.
And there's also a lot of churches, and so linking those on what are their needs and how do our students give back as they're giving to us is the partnership.
And real quick, we'll give them a shout out. Who has adopted Bradshaw?
Early Bird Lions Club,
Roar,
MI Foundation, Windows and Doors Foundation, and then Prescott Valley United Methodist Church.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Jessica, for coming in today. I'm sorry for getting my slip up. Bradshaw Mountain. How that happened. But thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
Today. And go Bruins. And,
thank you.
We'll be right back on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
When it comes to crime, Kyrsten Sinema puts us all at risk. Listen to real Arizonans speak out.
I spent 18 years in law enforcement on the streets, risking my life. Kyrsten Sinema opposed the bill to increase penalties for violently assaulting law enforcement officers. That put everyone in danger.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't support our police.
Sinema put our police at risk, and it's a disturbing pattern. Sinema put her radical agenda before our safety over and over again.
She was against tougher penalties for gang members involved in drive-by shootings, too. Sinema even supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police and don't let them enforce the law.
Her views aren't just radical, they're dangerous.
Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Her radical agenda puts us all at risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
What you're about to hear are factory-authorized savings. The 2018 Toyota models have got to go. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, now is the absolute best time to buy, with the biggest factory rebates and lowest financing rates of the year. 2018 Toyota RAV4, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months. 2018 Toyota Tundra, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 72 months. 2018 Toyota Highlander, now with $2,000 in factory rebates or 0% for 60 months. Toyota Sienna, now with $3,500 cash back or 0% for 60 months. Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during the Findlay Toyota Prescott Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for the best automotive dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Must finance through Toyota Financial. Offers expire 10/31/2018.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zurcher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Now with me in the studio is a relatively new addition to the Prescott Valley Police Department. He is one of our community services officers, and his name is Cody Tuning. Welcome to the show, Cody.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And with him, tagging along is my old friend, Jerry Ferguson, who is also a community services officer and the chaplain for the Prescott Valley Police Department. So welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Matt. Joy to be here.
And so, Cody, and we're going to let Cody do a lot of the talking, as from what I've been told. So, Cody, you know, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I'm a community service officer with the department, also the public information officer alongside with Jerry and Rachel Monahue. I grew up born and raised in Prescott, in Prescott Valley, went to school down at U of A in Tucson for 4 years. And then moved to Seattle, actually, for a couple of years and worked in corporate business. Decided to move back home and serve my community and been proudly serving with Prescott Valley Police Department ever since.
So tell us a little bit about what your duties entail. You said PIO and, tell us, day in life of a community services officer with the Prescott Valley Police Department.
Well, every day is completely different. We have a million things we're working on, but our main thing is acting as a community liaison. We run a bunch of different events. We're the primary background investigators for the department as well, and do security around the station, work on a multitude of things. But I would say the main things would be the community events. We just had one on Sunday. Okay. We were at a school on Saturday. We're doing a bunch of things coming up in the next couple months in short terms with Shop with a Cop, the turkey drive we're going to be involved with, and just many things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing because maybe some of you don't know, but I am the official turkey for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. So I actually am the one in the turkey outfit for the Flying High Turkey Drive. So it's amazing to me that we're already at the end of October, and that is just literally mere weeks away. So I'll be in the turkey outfit. So, yeah, you guys, you know, we'll get to see each other again. Yeah. So, hey, but I'll be the one in the turkey suit. So, of course, that's just one of the events coming up in the near future. But we also have, and we're going to be talking about Halloween a little bit more with Mike Moyer. But Halloween is next Wednesday. And, that's the 31st of October. And always, you know, because it's, you know, a school night and so forth. And, of course, any time there's Halloween, there could be mischievous, you know, things going on and so forth. So, of course, that's where the police department steps in. And, you know, you're wanting to educate people about what you guys are going to be doing for Halloween. So do tell.
Yeah, so we're doing a couple of things. We're going to be present at the event center in Prescott Valley. It's from 4 to 7 p.m., and so we're going to be handing out candy there on the 31st. And just today we wanted to talk about basic Halloween safety tips. We've released a couple press releases, but we wanted to be here and just talk with you, talking about the basic things, you know, stranger danger. If someone invites you into their house or invites the kids into the van, always say no, walk away, and report it. Other things that you might not think of, like we recommend wearing makeup versus actually wearing a mask just for the visibility. Always carry glow sticks or a flashlight so you're not tripping and you also have just vision of field of view and things like that.
So, you mentioned some of these press releases. Are they going to be on the Police Department's website?
Yeah, so they'll be on the website. They'll be hopefully published in some of the news outlets and then also on the Facebook page.
Okay. And then what other things that do you want to talk about with regard to Halloween safety tips?
Yeah, like I mentioned, just keeping the lights very visible, especially when you're crossing streets. Everyone has a smartphone nowadays, so just put that down when you're crossing the street. Look both ways, kind of the old adage, obviously. Try to use crosswalks if possible, and when walking, don't walk in the street. In terms of driving, we're asking new or inexperienced drivers to maybe hold off and just be extra cautious, especially between 5:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. That's going to be the most active hours for the youth. So just keep your head on a swivel. And for the children, hopefully they'll be in bright colors and they'll have that flashlight or glow stick, so it'll be extra protection for them in the roads.
Did you want to say something?
We really encourage our children, especially, don't try to eat the candy until they get home and have it checked out by their parents. While they're going along, the parents should be instructing them to that safety device.
Always good advice. we've all heard the horrible stories of things in the past that and end up getting into candy, and it's sad that you just have to inspect the candy before you give it to your kid, because you want to make certain that there's nothing wrong with it.
We've been blessed in Prescott Valley not to have any major issues like that, but you can't take that for granted.
No. Mm-hmm.
Safety is always the best way to go.
But you mentioned the Halloween safe trick-or-treat event at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, of course, everyone really comes together as a community for that event. So Arizona Business League, Arizona Early Bird Lions Club, go and roar. And then, the Prescott Valley Chamber, the town. We all, everyone just comes together to provide a safe venue for, for anybody to really come and, what I say, literally tons and tons of candy. Literally, there are tons and tons of candy. And it's all bag stuff. I mean, it's stuff that, you get at the store or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, it's probably pretty safe. It's something that if you have any doubts, about trick-or-treating, definitely give Halloween, the safe trick-or-treat event, a try, because that is a great event. And you walk away with tons of candy. I'll just keep on saying that.
Yeah.
If you're worried about it. But anything else that you guys can think of?
Yeah, just reiterating, please come say hi to us at the event at in Prescott Valley. We'd like to meet your kids. Just we'll also have coloring book pages for the kids that will reinstill the Halloween safety tips for later in the night if you do hit the street. So that'll be always nice for the kids to read and color.
One of the key things I always try to emphasize, especially when we're in a community event, it's not an us and them, it's a we.
Absolutely.
We're all on the same side, and safety and protection is all of our responsibilities. And our children, obviously, are our greatest clients, if you please, to keep safe.
And then it's amazing because, Prescott Valley is a community that is growing younger. And it's amazing to see how many kids just show up at a lot of these events, because really there are a lot of kids in this town.
There are. Mm-hmm.
And I have a 6-year-old daughter, so
yeah.
I can attest to that.
With our Latino Puente event this last Sunday, there were just young people all over the place, and most of them were a part of the Latino community, which was a part of our target group, but still, when you see them running around, having a good time, it's just great that you can be in that environment and they feel safe.
And then, one of the things, talking about that event, because, you worked with the fire department on that, and we were out there, you guys were out there, and I was so grateful that the weather helped.
Yes. Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Yes.
It ended up being a beautiful day. I was a little under the weather, so I didn't attend. But I mean, I saw the pictures, and I just saw what a wonderful turnout it was, and what a really a great event to bring people in this community together.
Right. Couldn't have asked for a better day. Windy enough to keep the air moving, but not so windy it was blowing everything. So it was very good.
I'm still a little sunburnt, but I should put on sunscreen. So that's another lesson for the kids.
So, Cody, go ahead and give us the town's website and the police department's information. And if they have any questions for any, if they want to get a hold of you or Jerry, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, again, so pvaz.net is the town's website. You can click on the police department's link on that website, or else you can reach me directly at 928-772-5621. Any sort of question, I'd be more than happy to answer or find an answer for you regarding, anything for the police department or, in particular, Halloween safety. The police department's non-emergency line is 928-772-9267, and obviously 911 for emergencies.
Anything else, Jerry?
Sounds very good. We just expect a very, very healthy evening that night.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
We have over 3,000 pieces of candy, so let's get it all sent out.
That'll be at the event center, not at the police station.
And that's actually that's only at the station, though, correct?
No, that'll be a part of the event center. Yes. We won't have it because the office will be closed after.
Well, no, I'm just saying, is that all that candy right now stored at the
yes,
station?
Yes, it's at the station.
And that's just that doesn't include whether people are
properly correct. No, that's
collected.
Our,
so let's just that's just what you have at the station.
Yes, so don't raid us, you know. But we appreciate the exposure that you give to us
and thank you.
The cooperation with the chamber and how well you do with this program when you fill in.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you coming on this this afternoon, a little earlier than usual, but thank you again. And you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.59 FM and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December. Just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A Coconino County search and rescue unit teamed up with other area agencies to help get a hiker who injured her leg during a hike on Mount Eldon to the hospital on Sunday. Spokesman John Paxton says the 42-year-old woman from Kayenta suffered a lower leg injury that made her unable to walk, so an alternative plan had to be put into place.
It was determined it would be easier to hike up to the top of Eldon, where we staged the Department of Public Safety helicopter, where she was then flown out to the Flagstaff Medical Center.
Paxton says it was also fortunate that a couple of hikers stopped to help the woman until the rescue team could arrive. The Prescott City Council is meeting right now to consider new development.
Property owner James 110 Investments is requesting final plat approval for 54 lots that are part of the Walden Ranch development. The total 215-lot subdivision would be located near the Phippen Museum, Granite Creek, and the Centerpoint West Industrial Park. The 54 lots in question range from 8,500 square feet to nearly 13,600 square feet. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
A 40% chance for rain this afternoon, dissipating this evening with an overnight low near 44 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then clearing and sunny tomorrow through Friday with highs of 67 to 70. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 50% chance for late afternoon rain, clearing tonight with a low near 49, then warming to sunny highs in the upper 70s tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, more of the same this weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and now we have the Chamber Spotlight section of our show. And with us in the studio right now is Bill and Patty Schrock. They are the owners of Wolverine, Home and Property Inspections. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. You probably heard, I'm a newly minted real estate agent. And one of the things that was drilled down to us in the last, few months that doing school and so forth was how important a home inspection is. So you know, tell us why, you know, why it's important. Of course, I know the reason why now, but, you know, of course, for those listening out there, why home inspections are important. And, you know, I'm sure you guys are being kept busy with everything going, with the market the way it's going. And so, you know, and tell us, you know, about yourselves and so forth. So go for it.
A good reason to have a home inspection is when you're buying a home, it's one of your biggest investments you're going to ever put into. And we charge an average of $300 somewhere in that money, protecting your $200,000 home. If we get in there and we find some big issues, and then we'll save you a lot of time and money if you just have an inspection and we can tell you what's going on, the condition of the home and everything like that.
Now, one of the things that I remember reading is that you can waive a home inspection, but would you advise it?
No. If you're spending that kind of money, why not? If you buy a used car, you want to get a mechanic to inspect it. That's basically what we do. We inspect their home like we would a used car, just so you know, and especially the big items, your electrical, your heating, your cooling, you know, your plumbing and all that. The big items is what you really want to get checked out. Little paint chips and that, we don't care too much about that.
So you don't have to say where. I want to stress that. But what are some of the biggest issues or problems that you guys see on a daily basis?
Roofing. There's a lot of problems with roofing foundations around this area. There's a lot of movement and settlement, and it's either settlement or it's foundation issues, and you need to know what it is.
And that, I mean, we're talking crack foundations and so forth, and because we live, you know, in an area that has the greatest soil in the world, I'm being facetious. And it's one of the reasons why the county ended up doing a soils test, so we know, you know, how deep your foundation needs to be so it doesn't settle and so forth. So that's one of the biggest issues.
Yes.
That you're seeing.
Yes.
What are some of the others?
Oh, you get in your electrical. You got to watch out. Homeowners own the home, like to play electrician sometimes, and safety, big safety with, you know, humidity, with carbon dioxide detectors, smoke detectors. You just go through the whole home and just check for everything, safety issues, gas lines, make sure they're capped if they're not being used, and you know, everything that could go wrong would go wrong if you don't get inspected, and that way they know when they're buying a home what to get fixed before they actually pay for the home.
So let me ask you this in terms of, you know, an interesting question. So we have a lot of newer homes here in Prescott Valley, mm-hmm. in the area, and a lot of sometimes older homes. Where do you see some of more of the problems, newer homes or older homes?
I would suggest getting new and old inspected because they're building a lot of homes now. They're really building them fast, and they're moving, and some of the stuff might get overlooked. So you just want to make sure you get in there and check it out.
So, yeah, I see you, Patty.
One of the things we see, and this would be more in the used home, is there are a lot of decks, especially in the Prescott area. There are a lot of decks on homes, and decks can become, although they're a lot of fun and they're beautiful, they need to be maintained. You need to know that that deck is secure and stable, that everything is spaced correctly so that children or pets or anything can't fall through it. And decks are something that are really worth having. That's a big thing on your inspection. People overlook that when they're looking at a house. They don't look at the structure of the deck or make sure that it's correct. And that can be a very dangerous thing. So that's another thing that's really good to make sure you inspect is
and,
a deck.
You know, I always try to do this before I come on the show, is do a little research. So I went on your website. And, Bill, you have quite a bit of experience in the electrical field and, and of course, you mentioned, you have to continue your education, just like a real estate agent. You have to continue your education as a home inspector. So tell us a little bit about, you know, yourself and how you got into this.
I had over 30 years HVAC service business as a service technician, and I was back east for 22 years and joined the union, which union always keeps you trained, and they certify you in electrical, you know, gas piping, heating, cooling, electrical stuff, but
plumbing.
But I am certified in all them through the union, through the courses of training and all that. And so when I go into a home, it's easy for me to look and see, know what to look for.
So if anybody out there wants to get a hold of you guys and really like, oh my gosh, I need to do a home inspection, how do they get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 928-308-4630, or you can go on our website, just look up Wolverine Home Inspections. home inspection and property. And we have Facebook. It's basically all online on the Facebook stuff and all that. So you can get a hold, just look up them. Through ASHI, they actually have us. If you're looking for a home inspector, go to the ASHI, and they'll, our name's right there for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us a little bit about what you guys do and why it's so important. So we're going to switch gears here. Kind of in same type of thing, but we have Mike Moyer here. He is the owner of Moyer's Heating and Cooling. So welcome to the show, Mike.
Only 22 years.
I know. I was like, you're celebrating an anniversary too, aren't you?
Here, oh, yeah. Getting there.
Yeah. So tell us about, you know, what's going on with you.
Well, right now, I mean, winter's starting. I think we need to start talking about getting those furnaces starting up. And I tell everybody, and everybody that knows me says, change your filters. This Saturday is a great morning for you guys all to get in there. You know, have your cup of coffee, change your filter, and turn your furnace on. Don't wait till the coldest day of the year to turn your furnace on and find out that you're going to have to call somebody, because there's not a service technician in the world that wants to do that.
So are you saying, Mike, that's when you get a lot of calls?
Yeah, that's when we get a lot of calls.
And if, you know, I'm sure, I mean, we've already been running the heater just because, you know, because it's you know, a little chilly. I
mean, you have a family.
We have a family. But yeah, definitely, you know, we're changing the filters. What, you know, in terms of some of the other things, would it be a good time to schedule if, you know, they think there's an issue with their heater? Is it best to call now instead of waiting till later to give you guys a call?
Oh, right now. Get on the schedule. Our service techs are running like cats on a hot tin roof right now. We need to keep going. We need to get you on the schedule. Good people take time. There are only so many in the area that are actually certified. As NATE certified installers, ACU mechanics, same idea. Our guys are all trained. They've been through the schooling. They know what to look for. They're gas professionals. They're going to look for leaks. And good time to talk about carbon monoxide, probably. We touched on a little bit with our home inspectors. Carbon monoxide detectors come in two types, high-level and low-level detectors. You really want to work on the low-level detection. I mean, if you have 9 parts per million for 8 hours, you're going to start feeling effects from that. You have detectors that are at Home Depot right now that alarm at 70 parts per million. So you'll never even know if you have a CO problem. We look at detectors that start showing at 3 and alarm at 10. It's a low-level carbon monoxide detector. And I recommend everybody to have one of those in their house. Cheap insurance for your family's safety.
Do you see a lot of problems with carbon monoxide here in the area?
It's the number one problem that we see with gas appliances, and it comes from older homes, not proper combustion air, people not doing things properly, or maybe we added 2 or 3 exhaust fans. And as the house's building starts getting better and better, our houses get tighter and tighter. At that point, we have to meter the incoming air and actually make sure that you have enough air. It's code 62.2, but we won't get into all that fun stuff. We don't have to go there. We know what that means, and we know that your house needs to breathe. That house cannot be airtight. So we want to work on that and make sure that we're not getting a negative pressure when your stove vent comes on and your water heater's trying to flue out, and it draws that right back into the house. So there's things to look at. But easy protection for you is a low-level carbon monoxide detector.
And you're definitely, you would agree, you're an advocate for preventative maintenance on even air conditioning or heating because you don't want it to get too late and then...
Right, you know, and then we have a problem. And we changed out a unit today because the guy didn't call us. We didn't go look at it. His unit was rolling out and overheating. It cracked the heat exchanger. Do we see that? Every now and then, but don't let anybody just, we want a CO. If we see CO in the house, we want to move for something and find out where it's coming from.
Definitely. And so we wanted to real quick also talk about, again, our Halloween, you know, safe trick-or-treat event at the Prescott Valley Event Center next week, because Mike is a huge participant in that. And tell everyone what you do, Mike.
Well, we've been doing this for the past 6 or 7 years with the Arizona Business League. Basically, the trunk or treat, we call it. We bring in a bunch of businesses. We also have another outfit that's involved inside the building, but we actually put on the haunted house there. We bring in 2 race trailers. We try to scare the young ones and really scare the older ones.
And I heard you mentioning this is the last year you'd be in the, doing the haunted house, or do you think they're going to rope you in for another year?
Well, every year we kind of get to that because you have to realize hunting season and Halloween overlap. So it makes it very difficult for me to get this done if I happen to be have a tag, which I don't this year. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, Arizona Game and Fish. It's kind of up to them to make that jump. You know, if they keep giving me, if they can get a tag once in a while, then we, maybe we can get some more volunteers involved to help us with the haunted house.
So, you know, if someone's out there and they have a question for, you know, for you about, you know, their heater or even, you know, some people are still using their air conditioning, you know, how would they get a hold of you, Mike?
Oh, you can reach us online at MoyersHVAC.com, or you can reach us, you know, via the phone at 928-772-4346. The yellow trucks are pretty obvious. So if you see one of those rolling around, stop and knock on the window and say hi. My guys love to talk to you.
And then you have a great visible location there, especially in Prescott Valley, to the yellow trucks. So,
yeah, that was kind of the way that came about was kind of fun. I mean, we were looking for a color at the time, and red meant danger, and we didn't want to be danger. We'd rather be caution. And it worked out.
Yes, it did. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, for all of you, really. And thank you for your membership in the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you guys at the Chamber, too.
So with that, you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back for the end of our show.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
David Stringer calls himself conservative, but he supports a marijuana industry plan that would make our drug problem worse. He voted to recommend marijuana for opioid addicts. This idea that marijuana can help opioid addicts comes from the pot industry, and it's not true. Research shows marijuana makes opioids harder to quit. Opioid addicts who use marijuana do worse, not better. The marijuana sellers don't care what's true. They just want to make money. But I do care. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. I work with opioid addicts. I also wrote a book that warned just how unscrupulous the marijuana industry would be. They target teenagers by selling pot as cookies, candy, and soda. They were even caught recommending marijuana to pregnant women. We need to stand up to them, but David Stringer won't do it. He voted with them. If you send me to the legislature, I will fight them harder than anyone. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek. I approve this ad. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Matt Zercher.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Real quick, wanted to just talk about something that's going on next Tuesday. That would be October 30th. It's at 7 a.m. It's the Prescott Valley Quarterly Breakfast, and it's going to be held at a new location. It is going to be held at the Event Spot, which is at 6520 East 1st Street in Prescott Valley. And if you are interested in attending the quarterly breakfast for the Chamber of Commerce, it's $18 for members, $20 for non-members, and we are still taking reservations up until Friday. And if you were interested in attending the quarterly breakfast, give the chamber a call at 772-8857. That's 928-772-8857. And with that, we got to get out of here. But we will see you next week on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.